Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.
Salut tout le monde et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome back once again to Coffee Break French. Now, so far, we've been looking at the perfect tense and how we conjugate the perfect tense in a number of ways. We've looked at regular ER verbs, IR verbs, RE verbs. We've also looked at verbs which take être in the perfect tense. In this lesson, we're looking at one other group of verbs, and that's verbs which are reflexive. So by the end of the lesson, you'll be able to say when you got up, when you went to bed, and so on. Talking about the perfect tense, talking about what you did in the past, but using reflexive verbs. I hope you find this lesson useful.
Okay, Anna, your challenge is, what are the 15 être verbs?
Okay, so here goes. Aller, venir, entrer, sortir, arriver, partir, monter, descendre, naître, mourir, rentrer, retourner, revenir, rester, and then to make them all fall down, tomber.
Tomber, voilà. Alors, aller, venir, arriver, partir, entrer, sortir, naître, mourir, monter, descendre. I think I changed the order there. Whoops. Not to worry. As long as you remember which verbs they are. Rentrer, retourner, revenir, rester, and tomber at the end. Now, we've had a few emails this week all about why we're using this way of learning these être verbs, because many, many, many people seem to learn être verbs using the mnemonic Mrs. van der Tramp. Now, Mrs. van der Tramp, if you take each letter of Mrs. van der Tramp, then you get one of the être verbs. And lots of people like to do things that way. Fair enough, but I personally think it's quite difficult to remember which particular verb that happens to begin with an M is the M of Mrs. Because there are lots of verbs in the French language that begin with M. Some of them, many of them, aren't être verbs. So that's why I stick to this five groups of opposites, the four R's, and then tomber at the end. It's the way I was taught, and it's the way I'd like to teach you. Now, having said that, I did do a project once with a group of students who were looking at être verbs, and they were looking at animations, making animations with Lego characters. So, if you're interested in finding out more about this, I'll put a link in this week's show notes where you can have a look at the video clip that we made using Lego all about the story of Mrs. van der Tramp. It's a little bit strange, but you can have a look anyway. Okay. Let's think about our être verbs before we move on, and I'm going to test you on these by giving you five sentences to translate from English into French using être verbs in the perfect tense. Alors, numéro un. I went to the market. Now, obviously, our listeners should have had the chance to think about this. Anna, what's your answer?
Je suis allée au marché.
Très bien. And of course, if you're speaking, there would be an extra E on the end of aller. Je suis allé au marché. Numéro 2. She arrived at the station. Anna.
Elle est arrivée à la gare.
Elle est arrivée à la gare. Anna, how would you spell arrivée?
A-R-R-I-V-E-A-Q-E.
Because, of course, it's elle est arrivée à la gare. It makes perfect sense, this. Numéro 3. We left at 3 o'clock.
Nous sommes partis à 3 heures.
Nous sommes partis à 3 heures. What are your options there with party?
You could have party with an E. S at the end or just with an S at the end?
Exactly. Partie, either way, because it's possible that it's a group of females or a group of males or both, a group of mixed people. Numéro 4. They were born in January.
Ils sont nés en janvier?
Ils sont nés en janvier. Yeah, that's one of the more tricky ones because it's this idea of they were born, but you're still using the perfect tense. Ils sont nés. How would you spell nés?
N-E-A-Q-U-T-S.
That's it. Ils sont nés en janvier. OK. Et finalement, numéro 5. She died in 1979. And it's quite amusing watching Anna's face here as she realizes she's got to translate this date. Okay, Anna, what's she died in 1979? See if you can get the first bit at least.
I can tell you the first bit, and that is elle est morte.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1979,
yep.
Which is 1900. Then.
79 is the same as 6019.
79.
Très bien. Elle est morte, and it's morte because there's an E on the end. Mort becomes morte. Elle est morte en 1979. 1979.
1979.
Okay, and you could also say 1900. But probably 1900 is a little bit more common. Elle est morte en 1979. Okay, très bien. Well done for remembering all of those. You got the verbs, which is the most important part. Maybe a little bit more work on your dates, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, today we're going to take our être verbs a stage further. We've learned the 15 être verbs, but there is in fact another group of verbs which use être in the perfect tense. And those verbs are reflexive verbs. Anna, can you remember a definition of reflexive verbs, or can you give me any examples of some reflexive verbs?
A reflexive verb is quite often when you're doing something to yourself.
Yeah, so for example, when you're washing yourself, or when you're dressing yourself, or even when you're calling yourself your name or something like that. So let's imagine the situation where you're describing what you did this morning. You got up, okay? Now, normally, in the present tense, you would say, je me lève.
Je me lève.
I get up. When we put this into the perfect tense, then we need our pronoun, je. We need the reflexive pronoun, me. And then the perfect tense is made up, of course, of the auxiliary verb plus the past participle. So let's deal first with the past participle. Lever is a regular verb ending in ER, so the past participle would be?
Iacute.
Okay, so iacute, it would sound lever. But we now need to think about the auxiliary verb. And as I've already said, with the reflexive verbs, the auxiliary verb is être. So you say, je me suis levé.
Je me suis levé.
Just the same way as you would say, je suis allé, je suis arrivé, je suis monté, and so on. Je me suis levé.
Je me suis levé.
Okay, so I got up at 7 o'clock. Je me suis levé à 7 heures.
Je me suis levé à 7 heures.
Now, because we're using être, then we have to make the past participle agree here. So, je me suis levé. If I were saying this, I would spell levé, L-E-V-E acute. Anna, if you were saying je me suis levé, how would you spell levé?
L-E-V-E acute E.
Okay, so je me suis levé. And then how would you say you got up?
Tu te... te?
That's right, yeah, that's right. Because here, what we're actually doing is combining the te, the reflexive pronoun, and it ends in a vowel, and it's followed by a vowel in the e form of the être verb. So, je suis, tu es, il est, elle est, nous sommes, vous êtes, ils sont, elles sont. So here, it becomes tu t'es levé. Now, the t is spelled t apostrophe, es. Tu t'es levé.
Tu t'es levé.
Mm-hmm. And the same thing happens with the se of the reflexive pronoun. So, il s'est levé.
Il s'est levé.
And how would we be spelling levé there?
L-E-V-E acute.
Mm-hmm. And so taking it a stage further, elle s'est levée.
Elle s'est levée.
Now, in both of these examples, c'est is spelled S apostrophe E-S-T. C'est.
C'est.
Elle s'est levée.
Elle s'est levée.
She got up. And in this situation, how would levé be spelled?
L-E-V-E acute E.
Yeah. So, je me suis levé, tu t'es levé, il s'est levé, elle s'est levée.
Je me suis levé, tu t'es levé, il s'est levé, elle s'est levée.
Now, this is where it gets a little more complicated because we're going on to the nous form. The pronoun that we need here for we is nous. And then the reflexive pronoun is also nous. So our first two words in this one are going to be nous, nous. Sounds a little bit funny. And the next word is going to be the part of the auxiliary verb, which is, of course,
some.
Yeah, from être. So, nous nous sommes levés.
Nous nous sommes levés.
Nous nous sommes levés.
Nous nous sommes levés.
How do you spell lever?
L-E-V-E acute S or L-E-V-E acute E-S?
Of course, depending on who is getting up. We got up. Nous nous sommes levés. Now, the vous form, that becomes vous vous êtes levé.
Vous vous êtes levé.
Vous vous êtes levé.
Vous vous êtes levé.
So the vous form, you got up. Now this is the one that could be you singular polite got up, both female and male. Vous êtes levé, L-E-V-E acute, or L-E-V-E acute E. But it could also be the plural version, either informal plural or formal plural. Vous vous êtes levé, L-E-V-E acute S, or L-E-V-E acute E-S. Vous vous êtes levé. And then finally, ils se sont levés.
Ils se sont levés.
So we've got the se being the reflexive pronoun, sont being the part of the auxiliary verb, and levé, the past participle. Ils se sont levés.
Ils se sont levés.
How would you spell levé?
L-E-V-E acute S.
And elles se sont levées.
Elles se sont levées would be spelled L-E-V-E acute E-S.
Excellent. Okay, let's go through the whole of this verb, conjugating it together. Je me suis levé.
Je me suis levé.
Tu t'es levé.
Tu t'es levé.
Il s'est levé.
Il s'est levé.
Elle s'est levée.
Elle s'est levée.
Nous nous sommes levés.
Nous nous sommes levés.
Vous vous êtes levés.
Vous vous êtes levés.
Ils se sont levés.
Ils se sont levés.
Elles se sont levées.
Elles se sont levées.
So, that's taking lever, or se lever, more correctly, as a reflexive verb, in the perfect tense. Just a recap, we need the pronoun, the subject pronoun, je. We need the reflexive pronoun, me. We need a part of the auxiliary verb, in this case, être, suis. And we need the past participle with an agreement because we're using être, levé. Je me suis levé.
Wow, okay, that was a lot. So, je me suis levé. Four parts.
Exactly. In fact, the more you get used to hearing this in French, the more natural it sounds. And indeed, the more you automatically say things in the right order. Je me suis levé, and so on. Okay, we're going to take a short break there, and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Now, just to really confuse you here, let's think about how we would say this in the negative. The negative means ne pas goes round the conjugated verb. Okay? And in this case, the conjugated verb is être. Now, when you're using a reflexive verb, then the ne pas also has to go round the reflexive pronoun. So, je me suis levé becomes je ne me suis pas levé.
Je ne me suis pas levé.
Très bien. Je ne me suis pas levé à 7 heures ce matin. Je me suis levé à 8 heures. What would that mean, Anna?
I didn't get up today at 7 o'clock. I got up at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. So how would you say it in French?
Je ne me suis pas levé aujourd'hui à 7 heures. Je me suis levé à 8 heures.
Très bien. Impressionnant. Okay. Last night, let's say yesterday evening in French, hier soir.
Hier soir,
I didn't go to bed at 9 o'clock. I went to bed at 10 o'clock. Now, to go to bed is se coucher, you remember.
Okay.
So, I didn't go to bed at 9 o'clock. I went to bed at 10 o'clock. Let's give the listeners a chance to think up this, and we'll give you a chance to think it up too. So, Anna, have you come up with this yet?
Yes, I think so. You would say, hier soir, je ne me suis pas couché à 9 heures. Je me suis couché à 10 heures.
Très bien. Excellent. You've totally got this. I hope our listeners have too. Excellent. So, your reflexive verbs, you already know quite a number of reflexive verbs. You might want to take a listen back to lesson 43, I think it was, where we were doing more reflexive verbs. So you've got all the reflexive verbs that are part of your daily routine. I got up, I got dressed, I washed myself, probably better before you got dressed, but anyway. And then all the other things that you do that are part of that daily routine, which are reflexive things that you do to yourself. Je me suis brossé les dents, for example. I brushed my teeth. Je me suis brossé les dents.
Je me suis brossé les dents.
Okay. Now, we're going to leave it more or less here for this week. There's going to be lots more practice in the bonus episode for this week of using reflexive verbs in the perfect tense. But before we finish, I'd just like to recap on what we've learned so far about the perfect tense. So far, we know that the perfect tense is made up of the auxiliary verb. There are two possibilities here. They are
avoir and être.
And I'm just wondering if any of our listeners did check out avoir et, or être et avoir, the film that I mentioned last week. So we've got those two possible auxiliary verbs, avoir, être, and we've got the past participle. The past participle of an ER verb regular is formed
by taking off the ER and adding iacute.
Uh-huh. And IR verbs, to get the past participle, what do you do?
You take off the IR and then you add an I again.
Mm-hmm. RE?
You take off the RE and you add U.
Okay, so that's how you form the regular past participles. We also learned some irregular past participles. Let's run through these quickly. The irregular past participle of boire was?
Bu.
Yeah, you gave me a fright. The irregular past participle of comprendre was?
Compris.
Dire?
Di.
Écrire?
Écrit.
Faire?
Fait.
Lire?
Lu.
Mettre.
Mis.
Pouvoir.
Pu.
Savoir.
Su.
Voir.
Vu.
Vivre.
Vécu.
Good. Prendre.
Pris.
And être.
Été.
Good. Okay, so those are irregular past participles. There are many more, but these are common ones. Then we learned that certain verbs don't use avoir, they use être. And these verbs are aller, venir, arriver, partir, entrer, sortir, monter, descendre, naître, mourir, rentrer, retourner, revenir, rester, tomber. And today we've learned that also another group of verbs which use être in the perfect tense are reflexive verbs. And for a reflexive verb, you need the subject pronoun, je, for example, the reflexive pronoun, me, the auxiliary verb, être in this case, so suis, and the past participle agreeing with the subject, lever, for example. So, je me suis levé. And in the negative, Anna, how would you make that negative? Je me suis levé.
Je ne me suis pas levé.
Good. So, your ne pas is going around the conjugated verb, but also around the reflexive pronoun. That's quite a lot to take in, and you'll be delighted to know that next week, we're not going to be concentrating on perfect tense. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee. So we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery.
Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com. That's pactcoffee.com. And enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.